From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 25 years ago, a 9.5-hour film stunned critics and viewers, and not just with its length. Filmmaker Claude Lanzmann presented excruciatingly minute description of what happened in Nazi death camps without the usual trappings of a documentary film. The movie is called Shoah, and it took the director more than a decade to make. Shoah hasn't gotten a theatrical release in this country since it premiered. Now it's back. Howie Mofschewitz of Colorado Public Radio reports.
Claude Lanzmann uses no archival footage of the camps, no shots of Hitler screaming at audiences, no images of the bodies of the dead. The film has no narration. Instead, some of those who managed to live through the horrors describe what they endured. Lanzmann says Shoah is not a history lesson.
It is not to give information that you could find in any kind of history book. The most important is the faces of the people. No one history book may give you the emotion and the strength of human face when the people are paying the highest price in order to revive what they went through.
The faces of the witnesses belong to villagers who lived near the death camps, former Nazis, and survivors like Rudolf Verba, who escaped from Auschwitz.
Constantly, people from the heart of Europe were disappearing, and they were arriving to the same place, with the same ignorance of the fate of the previous transport. And I knew, of course, that within a couple of hours after they arrived there, 90% of them will be gassed or something like that. I knew that. And somehow, in my thinking, it was difficult for me to comprehend that people can disappear in this way.
One of the achievements of Shoah, says film critic Jim Hoberman, is to take the Holocaust out of the past and into a permanent present tense.
You're watching people in the present recollect what happened to them or what they saw or what they did in the past. So the history is with us. He's making it as present as he possibly can.
But as the senior film critic for The Village Voice says, transmitting those experiences to the audience is complicated. Lanzmann's interviews often include three people, the interviewee, the filmmaker, and an interpreter who translates between the Frenchman and his subjects, who speak many European languages.
The movie is very scrupulous in attempting to determine what is truth or what is authentic. And part of this authenticity means understanding that people's words and also their memories are filtered in the course of the movie. They're precipitated by his questions, and then they're filtered through the interpreter.
Because filmmaker Claude Lanzmann believes that the truth lies in the details, he pushes his subjects aggressively, though that's not a term he appreciates. Lanzmann points to the long, difficult scenes with survivor Abraham Bamba.
I have asked you and you didn't answer. What was your impression the first time you saw arriving this naked woman with children? What did you feel?
I tell you something. To have a feeling over there was very hard to feel anything or to have a feeling.
It's true that I wanted the details because the truth is in the details. For a while he stops and I beg him to go on.
Go on, Abe, you must go.
The tears of Abraham Bamba were precious, like blood. It was the seal of truth.
You have to.
The stamp of truth.
I won't be able to do it.
You have to do it. I know it's very hard.
The director interviewed Abraham Bamba in a barbershop in Israel because Bamba had been forced to cut the hair of those about to die in Treblinka. It's one of the most powerful devices the filmmaker uses, says Irina Leimbacher, who teaches film at Keene State College in New Hampshire.
By putting his subjects in certain landscapes, by asking them to revisit specific places, by asking them or forcing them to enact certain things which they did in the past, that becomes part of the testimony. What they're expressing isn't verbal, and it's not verbalizable, and I think that's very clear throughout Lanzmann's film that so much is not verbalizable, but we can engage with it in a much, much deeper way than if we were just watching a series of talking heads.
But it's not an easy film to watch, says Jim Hoberman.
I think the thing with Shoah is that it rips the fabric of your life apart or creates a chasm. When the movie was first shown here in 1985, people would often ask me, as someone who had reviewed it, whether it was something that they had to see. kind of a guilty question. And I didn't have an answer for that because I don't know whether people should see it. I mean, certainly you can't see it and be unaffected by it. And so it's, in a way, it's something to be approached with a certain amount of trepidation.
At the age of 85, Claude Lanzmann remains uncompromising about his film and its subjects, the witnesses who struggled to tell their unspeakable stories.
They were with the Nazis the only witnesses of the death of the Jewish people. They never said I, they said we. They are the spokesmen of the dead. This is the core of Shoah.
Shoah is the Hebrew word for desecration or destruction or catastrophe. For NPR News, I'm Howie Mofsovitz.